People thought it may have been a fad, but it continues to grow now, and we've got very strong classes and new beginners classes starting, so it continues to grow. It's majority done to country music, so back in the day everyone wore their boots and their hats and it looked very Western. It has evolved a lot since then, and you'll see a lot of our dancers dancing dance sneakers and other footwear, but generally most people still like to get out the boots and get out their Wranglers and have a good time line dancing great country music.
So why is it only associated with, I guess, rural Australia? Because of that country music existence?
Look, it definitely started with country music, and that's a good reason that it's associated with rural Australia and regional Australia, is country music is strong in those areas. Now we dance to the latest top 40 music, anything that's on the charts, any new song with a great beat, there's a line dance to it, which is excellent for us because it means we get young people enthusiastic and more people who maybe don't like country music as much involved, but we still have our origins in country music and we still dance love country music as well.
Box 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, touch.
I'm Kia Good. I'm 9 and I'm from Tamworth.
What is the hardest thing about line dancing?
Probably trying to stay in lines to me.
And what's the easiest bit?
Having fun.
Do you need to like country music?
Sort of, because it's all about being country, and if you don't like country then there's no point in doing it really.
That's it, those struts are nice.
My name's Lane McPherson, I'm 10, and I'm from Nemigal.
Why do you like line dancing?
It's fun, and people think it suits me because I'm one of those country girls.
Box 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, touch.
I know a particular country music star who likes to confuse line dancers. If any line dancers get up at his gig, he actually puts in a note so it becomes a 5-4 bar, which gets them onto the wrong foot. Have you noticed any artists doing that?
Oh, there's a couple of cheeky artists that like to confuse our line dancers, but then it doesn't take much to confuse us sometimes. So, yes, there's definitely some cheeky artists out there that like to confuse us and have a bit of fun with us.
So you do realise they're doing it?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a couple on the scene that do it. And some of the country artists aren't big line dance fans, which is a real shame because generally line dancers still go out and buy the hard copy of CDs. They're not on iTunes. So if there's the latest line dance song, you can guarantee the line dancers are all at the local CD shop and they're buying that new album to get the latest dance steps.
Why do you think the country singers aren't, the live country singers performing, aren't that fond of some line dancers?
I think back in the day, our line dancers could have been very demanding, and whenever there was a song, we were always on the floor and we were always up there. And you'll notice now at festivals like Tamworth and other events that the line dancers generally stick more to their own venues. So we're here in a club and we dance every night of the week in the festival, and the line dancers come here. So they aren't about in public places as much anymore, but I do know a couple of artists that have spoken to me in the past that their biggest thing was, you know, the line dancers would get up and demand the dance floor, and it's very much not like that anymore. But back in those days, everywhere you went, there was 500, 600 line dancers. So now it's just spread out over a few more venues.
It's like this subculture of country music.
It really is like a bit of a subculture, I guess. I go home, my wife doesn't dance, and I know that a lot of our ladies here, their husbands don't dance, and they go home, and it's like we've got this whole other language. Freezes, hitches, vines, rocks, tags, restarts. We go home, and our poor partners have no idea what we're talking about. It's like a whole new language.
Jonathan Hardy, and I'm from Nowra. Well, actually, I come from a ballroom background, and then I decided I just wanted to branch out and do other things. So a friend of mine introduced me to line dancing, and I've just been doing it ever since. So for the past 2 years, we've been really working hard.
What do you do to work hard?
We train a lot. There's millions upon millions of dancers to learn. So we go to classes like everyone does, and that's how you should all get it and get started, is just go along to a class, and then we then focused on what we had to learn for the competition, and we've just been practicing every night and put together dances that we had to choreograph for as well as do the standard dances. It's just so much fun, and it's so infectious that you just can't help but be swept up in it, and you don't need a partner, so it's great for everyone should come along and have a go.
What are the rules of line dancing?
There's line dancing rules on a floor, like if you're new you should be on the outside, not sort of go into the middle. Try not to bang into everybody else, and don't cut across in front of other people when other people are dancing. So stay off the floor if you need to cross it, or you know, wait until people are finished. And the easiest thing about line dancing is it's just so much fun, and it's so infectious that you just can't help but be swept up in it.